You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231 as we launch here into the third hour of this, the live Saturday edition. Christmas weekend edition. Is it technically the Christmas weekend if it's the weekend after Christmas?
Seems like it.
I think so. Anyway, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy all the features there for free at freetalklive.com. Let's go right back into your phone calls about absolutely anything. Jed is listening to WSC-FM in Charleston, South Carolina. Hello, Jed.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to make a comment. I'm a pretty plugged-in guy, stay on top of the issues. For tonight is the first time that I've listened to you guys, and you actually changed my mind on part of the immigration deal, which I wanted to ask you a question about. And,
sure. Well, you changed your mind, Jed. We might have helped a little bit influencing you in that direction.
You did. And as a matter of fact, my reasons for what I thought, it's kind of embarrassing. I didn't even want to say them now because of the points that you were making were so simple that, yeah.
So it's
pretty interesting. It's pretty interesting.
What was your experience? Go ahead and lay it out for us.
If that's the whole thing. It really wasn't even an experience. I thought, you know, I'm an American, and Americans speak English, period. But no real reason, but because I was an American. Well, you made the point of, well, weren't the people Americans who came here who were, you know, maybe the German couple who had the bakery on the corner who didn't speak a lick of English, and they had descendants then that succeeded, and that's what everybody else did too. And what's the difference now?
Absolutely right.
That's pretty, what's the difference?
What are the questions that you had as far as immigration and that kind of thing?
Well, being a new listener, I don't know exactly, you know, where you guys stand on a lot of things, so I was just curious as to, if you think what's going on right now is a problem, if it is a problem, what do you guys think as far as the solution?
Well, I think that we have a problem in this country, but that problem isn't an immigration problem. It's a welfare problem. It's a business regulation problem, and it's a regulation on hospitals problem. When the freeloaders of the world, we don't want to attract them. Who wants those people? As far as I'm concerned, we shouldn't do nothing to attract freeloaders. And if somebody believes that they should be able to come to this country and have a kid here, and then all the taxpayers should have to pay for that child, educate that child, feed that child, and do everything. And if that child gets sick, that the hospital should have to give emergency room access to them, and use the emergency room as a doctor's office, and that businesses, as a result of illegal immigration, should have these arduous tasks put upon them in order to discern whether or not somebody is in fact a citizen of the proper standing in order to work at some business. I think that these put regulations on the free market that are just completely unnecessary. I do think that people should be free. People should be free to cross the borders of free countries if that's what they wish to do. But once they get here, there's no obligation to me to do anything for them. They should get to work. And most of them throughout history have. Now the ones that are coming in now, some are, some aren't.
I understand. Okay.
I would say that I agree with Mark that people should be able to come here freely, but I'll go further and I'll say that there should be no government welfare at all. I don't care if
I would say that too.
Yeah, I don't care if you were born within this particular geographic designation or not. I don't think that there needs to be some forced wealth redistribution program to go to essentially, in many cases, incentivize people to be slothful and shiftless and lazy. It's not to say I don't think that there are people that need assistance that could use it legitimately. I think that absolutely there are, you know, there are indigent people out there in very bad circumstances, and many of them could use a little bit of help. And I think that the marketplace can handle that. I think charities can handle that just fine. Organizations like, you know, the Salvation Army is one example of a private organization.
I get to them every year.
Yeah, that is out there helping people that need help. And the difference there, of course, is that charities and private groups that are helping others have an incentive to actually care about the people that they're helping. Now, I'm not saying that every bureaucrat is completely black-hearted and cold, but the government system doesn't have the same incentives as private charities do, because the government is guaranteed to get the money that they need for their operating budget, whereas charities, Well, they actually have to show that they're doing a good job and actually helping people that, number one, need help, helping people that are willing to eventually help themselves, and that, you know, they're not just expecting handouts. They're working, like, in goodwill to learn skills and to, you know, to move up in the world and get jobs and get out there and get back out into, you know, the workforce or whatever. These are things that private charities can do that governments just don't have the incentive to do because, well, as I said, they can just force the money out of you. So I think that welfare in general just needs to end. And as far as the hospitals are concerned, you sounded a little bit callous, Mark, when you made it sound like you didn't think somebody that had a sick baby should get help from a hospital. In the absence of the government forcing hospitals to help people, hospitals already have charity wings and things like that. There are free clinic days. Doctors around this country, remember we had a doctor call in once to tell us that there's one day a year where he opens, at least one day a year, where he and several other doctors just open up their offices and they just let people come in and have doctor services absolutely free of charge.
Some of them fly around the world to do that.
So in the absence of all these governmental regulations on health care, and there's far more than just the hospital mandates, it's so regulated, in the absence of all of those controls, we'd have a free market in health care. Doctors can make house calls, which would give them far more free time to do charitable things. I mean, all of these things, taking care of people can be done in the absence of government coercion. So I hope that explains my position a little bit.
It does, and I completely agree with you on that. And to kind of shift gears, is there any way possible that these entitlement programs can go away, repealed, whatever? Is it ever going to be possible?
Well, the federal government's going to crash and burn at some point. So the laws of economics are going to come crashing in. The House of Cards is going to come down. And then those programs are going to be done for. I think that anybody that looks at the numbers can, you know, easily see that without severe modifications, the Social Security program is certainly not going to be around for us to collect, which I won't be collecting because I don't pay into it. So the answer is, you're probably not going to be able to change anything at the federal level. It's just going to have to come apart at the seams, basically. As far as changing things on a state level, that's still a pretty difficult proposal. And I know that this is your first time listening, so it means you probably have never heard of the Free State Project, have you?
No.
Well, the Free State Project is a movement of thousands of liberty-oriented people all converging on the same geographic location. So if you're like me and you believe that people should be free to live their lives how they want, so long as they don't harm anybody else, if you think that in order to have liberty, you have to give a liberty to other people in order to get it for yourself, then you would be somebody who might want to take a look into the Free State Project. People are converging here in New Hampshire. Mark and myself, we made the move from Florida back in 2006 as part of the Free State Project to get active together with others, to get active for freedom, so we can see these things, that so we can see the changes that that we're talking about sometime in our lifetime.
It's interesting. I'll check that out. Yeah. Thanks for your time tonight.
Thanks, Jed, and check us out every Saturday night there in Charleston. And if you really enjoyed the show, give the station a call. And this applies to anybody listening on the radio. Give your local radio station a call. Talk to the program director and tell them thank you for airing Free Talk Live. And then if they're not airing all 6 nights a week, all 3 hours a night, ask them for all 6 nights, all 3 hours a night. Thank you for the call, Jed. 800-259-9231. For those that want to learn more about the Free State Project, head on over to their website, freestateproject.org. You'll learn about the upcoming Liberty Forum, which is happening in March, the 18th through the 21st. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from there, but hopefully you'll be able to come out and experience what it's like to be amongst hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people who are actually doing more than just talking about doing something. I mean, Americans are pretty good about complaining and identifying, in many cases, some of the things that are wrong with this country, but they really haven't been given any solutions. I mean, when you listen to talk radio, the solution is usually vote for my team, vote for the red team, vote for the blue team, vote for, you know, whatever team happens to be the talk show host team that is on the radio. But that has never really resulted in any more freedom, has it?
Well, I for one, was a ditto head back in the 90s. I listened to Rush Limbaugh. I believed in the Contract for America. I was all for
it. You signed it, didn't you?
The Contract with America?
Yeah.
No, that was a contract binding the legislators to smaller government, as I understood it.
Did they even sign it?
I don't know that there was any actual contract with America. I think that was PR on the part of Mr. Gingrich.
Right.
And well, it turns out when the Republicans got in charge of the government grew. It grew faster than the Democrats.
Wait, they said they slashed it to the bone.
I know they said that. They were lying. And that's why I don't believe Republicans anymore.
You can bring up absolutely anything. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Don't worry, Mark. Just elect them again, and they'll slash it to the bone
this time. They'll do it.
Yeah, we're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
How long can you hold your breath? Not long. After air, water is the most critical factor for life. There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by consumers. Digest. The filters are easy to use and install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through freetalklive.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code FTL. Again, that's FTL. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them we sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalistSeeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever. 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Those features, by the way, include our chat room. You can head over to chat.freetalklive.com. Get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. Best time to find them, of course, is during and sometimes for a little while after the show at chat.freetalklive.com. That is chat.freetalklive.com.
Now, on Free Talk Live, we've talked about investing in gold and silver as a hedge against inflation, investment, and a barter currency. Well, now we've teamed up with Midas Resources to offer you some very special rates on some hand-picked gold and silver pieces. U.S. Eagles, British Sovereigns, 20 francs, Lakota Nation silver rounds, Montana silver reserves, and Walking Liberty halves, and Dishonest Money. It's a great book that simply explains the Federal Reserve and its systematic looting of the entire world. You can call 877-857-9938 or go to gold.freetalklive.com, and the shipping is the same for one as it is for 20, so try to get as many as you can at once. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, you can bring up absolutely anything. We go to Rufus listening in Savannah, Georgia. Rufus, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello, Ian and Mark. I really enjoy your show.
Thanks, Thank Rufus. You. It's on your mind tonight.
I don't always agree with everything, but you do make me think.
Well, that's good. That's important.
I would like to talk about the subject of collusion. I don't hear you speak much about it, but then again, I haven't listened to every one of your shows. We all know, you know, that there's collusion in the marketplace, and I'm talking about your big Fortune 500 companies. You know, briefly, if anybody out there doesn't know what I'm talking about, you know, price fixing, how the corporations get together and determine that they're going to charge pretty close to the same for a gallon of gas or a hotel room or a hamburger or whatever, you know. And some people say, no, that's the market that determines that. But I disagree. I think the big corporations since World War II have totally taken over the economy. We used to have a mom-and-pop. Every town had like a mom-and-pop hardware store, mom-and-pop restaurant, mom-and-pop this, mom-and-pop that, and the family farm. The money was spread out more to individual families than it is today. Now the corporations have consumed the entire, well, not the entire, I don't want to lie, but they've just taken over big business, and the money gets distributed by them to the people more than mom and pop.
I think that,
Oh,
I was just going to comment that I think that as far as collusion is concerned, or businesses forming a cartel or something like that, which is kind of what you're talking about here, we can speculate in the various different areas in which collusion might be happening, and that's fine and dandy. That would be speculation. But one thing you can be certain of is that if there is collusion going on, and I think you're probably right that in some areas there are companies that are colluding on prices and things like that. If there is collusion happening, it's because of the limitations that the government is placing on the marketplace. And what I mean by that is if there are so many different X amount of companies in a specific industry, usually what happens is at some point the people in those companies decide, all right, this is about enough. We don't need any new competition in here. Let's form ourselves a regulatory commission. We'll get together with the government. We'll form this plumber's board or whatever, and we're going to go ahead and set up a bunch of rules, or the restaurateur association or whatever. They're given the power to create, by the government people, given the power to create regulations for the people in their industry. And so because they've been in and they've been participating in that industry for a while, they've already met the regulations, or they grandfather themselves in, and then they create all these new rules that basically increase the level of financial commitment and obedience that one would need in order to become a competitor in that industry, thereby essentially excluding new competition. See, because if you actually had a free market, which we don't have in this country at all, if we actually did have a free market and there were companies that were colluding on price, then you or I or anybody else who wanted to could come into that industry, start our own store or create our own service provider, and we could go in and undercut the people that were colluding, and we could snatch a bunch of their customers away from them as a result of offering better prices, better service, or whatever. But if we have to go to some approval board first and show show them that we've done this, that, this and that, and this and that, which cost, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars to jump through all those hoops, then that means we have to, you know, basically join the old boys club. So, yes, there is collusion, I think, happening out there, and it's the government apparatus of licensing and regulation that actually enables it. Your thoughts on that?
Yes, Ian, you're absolutely correct, but I would like to point out it's not just the government, it's the lobbyists who went up to the government and bought off the politicians to make them pass those laws.
Sure.
And so it's the big business, not the government, that's colluding, that controls everything. So, you know, if it was up to, there are no free markets, so if it was up to big business, the minimum wage right now would be $2 an hour.
Now,
I'm not saying the government is our savior, don't by any means, because they're all screwed up too. But I mean, it's a combination of the big business and the government. So if you get rid of the government and let big business take over everything, it might even be worse.
Here's my question. Let's say the United States government, I'm going to just paint a picture for you. Let's say that the United States government was relegated to just handling the military, right? And I'm sure they'd mess that up too. But well, let's just say they were relegated to that and they couldn't make any rules for what went on in the geopolitical designation known as the United States, and that was left up to the states. Then what would happen to the lobbyists that were lobbying for all these rules in the United States?
I'm sorry, could you repeat it just one more time?
Well, the point I'm trying to make,
taking their toll.
Okay. Right, if the lobbyists, if there is no government in the United States, except for handling the military or whatever, then the lobbyists don't have anything to lobby, because the United States doesn't have the power to do what it is that they want, so the big businesses don't get control of the apparatus that is the United States government. Does that make sense?
Well, if we had only government taking care of the military and other basic essentials, and we let, quote, free market, unquote, which I don't believe there are anymore, but if we let the marketplace determine all these things, greed, we know that corporate, you know, there are no more entrepreneurs, it seems like, because we have a shortage of entrepreneurs.
You've glossed over it completely. The fact is, if I can compete against these big businesses, then I can offer either better services or lower prices or all these other things that currently these regulatory commissions that the government puts there to protect us keep me from doing these just such things.
So I agree with you. There's too much government regulation.
Yeah. Right. It's the government that's being used as an apparatus to stifle innovation in the marketplace. And if you didn't have the government in place to do those things, then you wouldn't have that stifling, so you'd have more competition, and you wouldn't have the collusion that you were talking about in the first place.
Absolutely.
Because you can't collude with too many people.
The government is a tool of violence. That's why these corporations are utilizing that tool to prevent people from coming in and competing with them and offering a new product, a better service, or better price. So it's the government that is essentially assisting these people. Without the tool of violence known as the state, they would have to sell their product and service on a completely voluntary basis, and they'd have to compete. So if they got greedy and raised their prices too high, then we could step in and compete with them. Right now, we can't do that when they get greedy because it's too cost prohibitive for us. I thank you for the call. And one of the things he mentioned that I wanted to touch on a little further was the minimum wage. He kind of dropped in there that, well, without the government, these businesses would be paying $2 an hour. Would they? Let's talk about that here in a moment. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features, by the way, include our Facebook profile. You can become a fan over at facebook.freetalklive.com. That again, facebook.freetalklive.com. Don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. Go to freestateproject.org to learn about the excellent idea of bringing liberty-oriented people all together into the same place. Again, freestateproject.org. Let's continue here. Briefly, want to talk about the minimum wage, because our last caller suggested that, oh, well, if the government wasn't around, that these corporations are so greedy, they'd cut the wage, the minimum wage, or they'd cut the wages down to $2 an hour or something like that. And as we pointed out, the if the marketplace was free, and it's not, because the government's around to prevent that from happening, but if the marketplace were free, then greed is checked automatically by competition. So competition not only brings prices of products and services down and quality of those products and services up,
sure.
But it also there's also competition for employees in
right.
that.
Because the only monopoly that really exists in a free marketplace is the monopoly that one has over their own labor. And so if obviously an employer would love to employ me at $1 an hour, but there's another employer out there that will give me $2 an hour, and another one out there that will give me I believe myself to be worth significantly higher than those numbers. But it's competition among the employers that allow people to work for more and more. And what it presupposes, this idea of the minimum wage, is that these people that are down near the low end of the wage scale are not worth what they're getting paid. If they're not worth what they're getting paid, they're going to be fired, because that's what happens when the minimum wage floor is raised. You can look at it. Look at the charts of employment. You can see them dip every time the minimum wage is increased. And
it affects poor people, right, and minorities more than anything else.
It doesn't affect businesses generally. You don't see
teenagers.
Too many businesses go out of business, because they can usually just fire cheap employees and then or lay them off or whatever it is that they need to do, and off they go, doing their thing. So it really distorts the marketplace. Plus,
it sure does.
Then what you have is a tendency for prices to go up, because if I'm, been making pizzas at $5 an hour with my pizza employees, and then I have to make them at $7 an hour, I have a few options as to what I can do. I can let people go. I can charge more. I'll probably do both of those things, or I could go out of business.
You could also cut costs. You could use cheap cheese and cheap pepperoni and stuff.
But then
like
I'm going to lose market share.
Right.
So the
none of the options are desirable.
Right. None of them are good, and people will be employed best if you just let the marketplace figure out what they're going to pay people.
Absolutely.
That's what's fair. That's what's just. And if you don't think it's fair or just, I guess what you think is that you know better than employees or employers what people are worth. And that makes you God. And who the heck do you think you are telling me what to do?
Yeah, it should be an agreement that comes to what somebody gets paid should be an agreement between the employee and the employer. And that's it. That's where it should end. And does that mean some people will make less than the current minimum wage? Was it $7 or $8 an hour?
Something like that.
Does that mean some people will make less than that? Maybe indeed. Maybe prices would start to drop because of all the new competition and everything. And then prices in the marketplace would drop, and then wages might drop a little bit as well. But if wages drop and prices drop, what's the difference?
Right. We currently have a Mickey Mouse economic system anyway, because the government just prints the dollars and prints as many as they want and devalues the dollars that you currently have.
That's one of the reasons why wages have to keep being, the minimum wage has to keep being raised, is to catch up with inflation. And also, one other thing about this before we continue with the calls, what about people that are willing to work for less than minimum wage? What if I want to hire somebody to do some menial task that's not really worth that much? I want to bring a teenager in to clean up the yard or something like that, but I only think it's worth $5 an hour, or whatever. I'm not legally able to do something like that. I mean, I'm going to do it anyway because I don't care what the law says, but legally I'm not able to do that.
Somebody might turn you in for it, and then you're in big trouble. But you can legally do it as long as you have sired that teenager that you're putting to work. You could do it to your kid, so
you make
that's
them work
okay.
for free.
You can do it to fruit pickers, because they've got the fruit picking industry. You think those people are getting paid $7 an hour plus benefits?
They're getting paid by the bushel or whatever.
They're getting paid by the bushel. So it seems in this country that it's okay to exploit your children. It's okay to exploit fruit pickers and God knows how many other industries, but it's not okay for just your average employer to employ your average employee at whatever rate they want to.
Yeah, I remember Dr. Mary Ruart, excellent author. She wrote the book Healing Our World. I highly recommend it. You can read the 90s edition free on her website, ruart.com, ruart.com. And in that book, she talks about how she was working on low-income housing, building and maintaining it and all that. So that was what she was doing at the time. And somebody who was living in the neighborhood had come by and offered, somebody who had a disability of some sort, I don't remember what it was exactly, but it was it made them less than desirable for your average job, okay? And so this person came by, and they talked to Mary, and they offered to do some work for her. And they came up with the offer of, hey, I'm willing to do this, and this was written a long time ago. So they said they were willing to do it for $2 an hour or some wage that was below what the minimum was at that time. And she felt so bad that, it was like sweeping a parking lot or something like that, something real basic that anybody could do. She felt so bad because she wanted to help this person out. She didn't have enough money to pay that person what minimum wage was. She might have been able to bring them on at the lower wage, but if she had been turned in or something like that, they would have shut down her building project and all of that. So she
not to mention that once you employ somebody at these minimum wages, in many states they've got all kinds of rights as an employee.
Yeah.
You can't just let them go when it's time to let them go.
You got to get them health care.
There's all kinds of laws out there for employing somebody. Look, it's just me, and I'm just employing them to do a job until I don't need that job done anymore.
Let's go to Steve listening in Florida to WFTL on the East Coast. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hey, guys. Nice to get through to you.
Thanks for being on there. What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to give you guys a little bit of technical insight to my friend over in Tampa that said they have a power plant that's running on jet engines.
Okay.
Yeah, what was that about?
Well, I give you a little background. I worked for a major jet engine company for 13 years, and in the 10 years following that, I've worked for all the other major jet engine companies as well as a couple of industrial gas turbine companies. He's a little confused. Jet engines are turbine engines and power-producing turbine engines that they use in power plants are based on the same thermodynamic cycle, but they're not really the same thing. So he's a little confused there. But what I wanted to tell you guys is that what they typically run these things on is natural gas.
Okay.
And natural gas burns pretty darn clean, and they've done a whole lot of work recently, and recently I mean in, say, the past 5-10 years, to really clean up over and above just burning natural gas. They've got clean-burning combustors that are low emissions, low nitrous oxides. And I've actually, you know, done a little work with the guys who know the chemistry. I'm a mechanical engineer myself. But they've really cleaned up the emissions from these things. So natural gas and, you know, love or hate T. Boone Pickens, I mean, he was kind of on the right trail there in promoting natural gas. And there's, from everything I hear, tons of it out there. Be a great way to go to get us off of oil and coal and promote more natural gas and more cleaner burning energy. And that's
great.
Why you're not seeing any smoke coming out of these stacks over there in Tampa.
Good to know, and thank you for clearing that up. Is there anything else you wanted to share?
Yeah, I wanted to make a little comment on the guy who thought that you know, everybody in the United States should speak English.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think, to kind of paraphrase, I think it was Steve Martin, I think he should learn to speak Cherokee.
Oh, nice call. You know, I thought about mentioning the original natives, and I didn't bring it up. So well said on that one, Steve. I thank you for the call tonight. Brilliant. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Zing! More coming up. Even in the remaining moments, we've got enough time for your call. You can take control of the airwaves. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus, the Rebel. Now available from Big Head Press. Order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers.
It's time. Wake up. This is Just In Case You Care, and yeah, I'm talking to you. That's my booklet of truth for the people of America and the wake-up call for action to save our freedom. Get a copy for you and your friends at yahimtalkingtoyou.com and get involved with saving our country. That's yahimtalkingtoyou.com if you want to be part of the solution. Otherwise, just go back to sleep. You'll adjust to enslavement.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves even in these remaining moments. Enough time for your call if you make it right now at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you like the fact that we give you the features on our website for free, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into the show and get on more radio stations around the country, bringing on more internet listeners and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Plus, you'll get perks like access to the AMP-only podcast, AMP-only forum, and more. Go get all the details and get signed up with any major credit card or PayPal or some of our alternative options at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. To your phone calls, Frank is in Ohio listening to WCER in Canton. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year, fellas.
Indeed, Frank. What's Thanks. On your mind tonight?
Thank you. First of all, on a world perspective, okay, people have wars with each other because they power plays in conjunction with oil companies and central banks, etc. And I'd like to know, I consider nuclear power, a genocidal dead-end street for the entire world. I'm for doing away with nuclear weapons, totally, all countries. But the prosperity of all countries is in my heart and mind.
Well, you realize that nuclear weapons are far, far more dangerous than nuclear power plants, right?
I do realize that, okay? I do realize that nuclear weapons are out of the question for any country to have, really. And so I think nuclear weapons should be outlawed around the world.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm with you on that one. I'm all for getting rid of nuclear weapons.
I just don't think that it's going to happen.
Okay. And now I'm going to go to...
I'd like to get rid of the governments that are harboring them, too.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes,
get rid of all of their tanks and their bombers. And while we're at it, I mean, if we can get them to get rid of the nuclear weapons, let's get them to just disarm entirely. I think it'd be great.
Yeah. I want to approach, because I'm an environmentally conscious person, and I'm well aware of the whales, the poisoning of the whales, where they were starving to death from the lead poisoning, from the batteries being dumped, and also from the fuel being leaked and dumped throughout the oceans, around the oceans, and trying to clean up the oceans, okay? And well aware of those factors, and you fellas probably are aware to some degree or another.
Not really.
I wonder why the countries, our country is supposed to be a leader in the field, okay, and promoting other countries to get power to their people, because power, it means they can develop, okay, and prosper in crop growing and feeding their people. And giving people a good life. And
well, if you want people to prosper, all you have to do is leave them alone.
Well, what I'm talking about, the direction I'm heading is because we can have both salt water and fresh water hydroelectric plants in conjunction with cold fusion and hydrogen. We could build those plants in our country and lead other countries to do the same.
Sounds like a great idea, Frank. You're just going to have to get rid of the federal government first. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. If you had a free market in electricity, then various different methods would be tried. Maybe the hydroelectric thing would work very well. Maybe it wouldn't. Maybe the
Seems like a really great way to get power, but I don't know.
Natural gas.
The idea that politicians can make these decisions best seems ludicrous.
Hell no, they can't. That's why I'm saying you need to leave people alone. If you want innovation to happen, if you want new ideas to come about and be implemented, new cost-saving measures, new safety measures, things like that, leave people alone and let the marketplace work, and then we'll find what the best way to power things are. Maybe there is no best way. Maybe there's three different best ways, who knows what would happen if the government would just stay the hell out of it. And by the way, when I say that I think the government should disarm, that's not to say that I think everybody should disarm. I think that each individual should be able to provide for their own protection in whatever way they think is best. So if you want to, arm up and have your family all trained and stuff like that, you're certainly welcome to do that. I just don't want the government people with their hands on weapons, because they're the madmen who are willing to use them on innocent people.
Right. I think the evidence is that most of the crime, most of the deaths that humans cause seems to be caused by the governments, not by criminals. So if you're going to disarm people, what the heck are you trying to do disarming the average citizenry? Disarm the governments.
Let's continue with Gene, the Christian anarchist on the Amp Line in Tennessee. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, guys. Actually, I'm in Texas visiting family, I wanted to talk about nuclear power. And I think in a free market society, which I would hope someday we actually get to one, nuclear power would be one of the worst forms of energy. And the reason for that is we are subsidizing the disposal of the waste in nuclear power. And so far, the free market has not come up with a very good way to dispose of the waste. And, of course, the waste is very long-lasting. And I think maybe even we're subsidizing the manufacturing of the fuel rods, but I'm not sure of that. But at any rate, what we're doing with all the waste is we're just collecting it in pools, mostly on the reactor site for the most part, although there are some disposal sites. But nobody's figured out a good way to dispose of that, and what it's going to be left over to the taxpayers, basically, to pay for the disposal. So the nuclear energy, the cost, is never fully factored. They never factor the cost of the disposal. They're always figuring the cost of the fuel rod, the cost of the plant, and all that. But when it comes down to time to decommission the plant, dispose of the fuel, that's all dumped on the respective governments, so to speak. And we wind up paying for that, and that's not factored into the cost of the energy.
Very interesting, and I'm sure it's not the only power source that is being subsidized these days, so the only way we'll know for sure is to get the government out completely.
And, whether nuclear power can be have an excellent safety record or not, only time will tell, and I think that whatever safety problems they have, they certainly probably would be able to work them out. But in the process of working them out, you wind up with accidents, and accidents wind up with damaged people. Now, if they pay for the damage, that's one thing. If they damage something the size of the state of Maine, it's hard to pay for that.
So, yeah, that's true. Thanks, Gene.
That's why I think their power is terribly expensive.
Very good. Thanks for the call tonight. Let's talk to Seth in Wisconsin. Seth, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi. My governor, actually, in Wisconsin, did something kind of controversial lately, and I'm wondering if you can give me your opinion on whether what he did was wrong or not.
What is it?
When he was supposed to be signing a bill on gay marriage, he was sitting in his office.
1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to James in San Francisco. James, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yes, I'm calling tonight your guys' opinion on this case about a girl called Alyssa Bustamante. She's from Missouri, and she's charged with first-degree murder, and she's only 15 years old, and they're trialing her as an adult.
Who did she kill?
She killed a nine-year-old girl called Elizabeth Olten.
Oh, my.
I mean, have you guys heard about this case?
No, I've not. What were the circumstances?
Well, there's not really too much information on it, but she confessed to it, and she said she just killed her to see what it feels like.
Wow.
Sounds pretty like a pretty dangerous individual.
So your question is, what should be done in this case?
Yeah, I just want
what do you
to
think?
Well, me personally, I always believe people can be rehabilitated. I personally don't agree with sending people life sentences and just putting them away for life. I always like to give people a chance to redeem themselves. And I gotta admit, this is kind of a big issue that she did, a big crime. I personally think she should be able to be given a chance.
I happen to agree with you there. I think that many people will change, and over time they'll become someone that they weren't. I mean, I'm not the same person I was 10 years ago. Mark, I don't think you were the same person then either. Certainly not the same person you were 20 years ago.
Nope.
And so I think you're right about that. But at the same time, I also think that somebody who commits a crime needs to make good on what it is that they've done. So this young lady needs to start paying some sort of form of restitution to the family of this 9-year-old girl in this case.
I also think that, in general, society is more forgiving for younger people than it is for, people of a certain age. And I think that that probably needs to be factored in. You said she was 15?
Yes. I think the crime was actually committed when she was 14, but she just turned 15.
Yeah, I mean, it's that in some societies, a 14-year-old is a full-fledged adult, and I couldn't say. It sounds like the family does. She probably needs to do her best to make this family whole, and that's not going to be very darned easy.
But you'll never make them whole, but you can do whatever you can.
I don't think a little time will hurt her either.
Yeah. Thanks for the call tonight. We are out. Speaking of time, we're out of it. It has been Ian here with you.
Is that one of them segues?
We're not segueing in anything. We're done.
All right.
But we'll be back on Monday night, and you can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Wishing you a happy, safe, and fun rest of your Christmas weekend.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.